Spotlight.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Nishit Kumar, and today we'll be discussing about the outcome of the India AI Impact Summit. And today we have with us Mr. Utpal Chakravarty, AI expert. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 marked a historic shift in global AI conversation, and as the first summit of its kind hosted in the Global South, it moved the needle from theoretical safety risks towards practical scalable impact and inclusive growth. And to discuss more about it, we are joined in by Mr. Utpal Chakravarty, AI expert. Welcome to the show, Mr. Chakravarty.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Chakravarty, let's begin with the wider impact of the AI. And the defining outcome, we all know, was the adoption of the New Delhi Declaration endorsed by some 88 nations and international organizations, including the United States, China, UK, the EU and others. Now, Mr. Chakravarty, take us through the broader contours of the declaration, be it the democratic diffusion, digital sovereignty, in which Manav vision is included, that is, moral, accountable, national sovereignty, accessible and valid. The acronym MANAV stands for that. And the glass box approach with Prime Minister Narendra Modi talked about. Please take us through this, all these things.
Yeah, so primarily there are a couple of things which are highlighted, as you rightly say. I think one of the most important thing is like building infrastructure for AI. Okay, because if you want to be AI ready and if we want to deploy citizen-centric apps which are powered by AI intelligence, then I think we should be first ready with the AI infrastructure, and that includes your data ecosystem and all other things. So this is number one. Number two, also it is again interrelated, which talks about the sovereign AI. That means for our critical services, we definitely require sovereign AI, which is built in India, which is completely in our control, which understands our nuances, language nuances, and also which is like falls under the regulatory and compliance framework of our country. Right. So this is another angle. The third angle that we also highlighted is like the responsible and ethical AI part of it. Like as AI is getting infused in our industry, in our lives, so we need to handle this in a responsible manner. And within that umbrella, there are a couple of things comes. One is ethical part of it. Then, of course, the governance is also important along with ethics. And as a whole, this is responsible AI. That means, I mean, when we are integrating AI into the fabric of our country, and then how we can use it in a responsible manner so that it doesn't go in a wrong direction.
Absolutely, Mr. Chakravarty. That brings me to my second question. We all know that the AI Summit was truly an event which left an impact on one and all, with the central philosophy of the summit, of course, being Sarvajan Hitaya, Sarvajan Sukhaya, that is welfare and happiness for all. Now, in the process, it positioned India as well as the bridge between the technological West and the developing global South. Now, how do you see this?
Yeah, so definitely, I think India now has emerged as a AI leader or voice, I would say, for the global South, and also many of the Western countries is also going to follow. The reason being, India has an advantage because we already have our digital infrastructure ready. Right. For example, we have got Aadhaar, we have got UPI, you have got DigiLocker. So these are models like which we have implemented, and these are successful models that with this vast kind of a population as well as diversity, even then we have been able to implement these things in a very successful manner. So that gives us that advantage that when we talk about AI, AI also probably India is going to be a model which can deploy citizen-centric AI at that scale, which I don't think so any other country will be able to do that in that manner, right? Because we have that. So definitely it is emerging as a leader in the global South. And that's why you can see there are a lot of investment commitments has already been done in the forum itself, as well as there are many, many countries who now want to partner with India to help them to build their digital infrastructure, which is going to be the backbone for the AI.
Now let's listen into Sarvam AI founder Vivek Raghavan in the India AI Impact Summit 2026. And he says that India is a different country, much more confident and capable.
This has happened, right, in many things in the past. And we have seen how we have only become the users of technology, not the creators of technology. Today, India is a different country. We're a country which has so much more confidence. And we can do this.
Mr. Chakravarti, if we look at the summit, it principally revolved around two conceptual anchors that define how artificial intelligence should be deployed. Now, let us take the first one, like the first anchor being the three sutras or pillars defined by people, planet and progress, as was said in the summit. Now, your comments on that.
Yeah, so this is very, very important, and again linked to like AI for good, okay, which is like even the United Nations is talking about. So if you want to build AI for people, because then only there will be the real impact of AI, right? When it can impact the life of the people, whether it is education, whether it is healthcare, whether it is any other thing which is related to the citizens. And of course, we are not only talking about a particular geography or country, okay, so we are talking about the planet. Right, we are talking about the entire globe. And that is the reason 100 plus countries have joined here. Why? Because we want to have a dialogue with them. We want to take their ideas. And we want to come to a consensus that if we have to take AI to the life of the people, then what is the shape and form of that AI will be. So that's why we are talking about the planet as a whole. We are not talking about a particular geography or country. And also this is linked to something called sustainability, which is basically because AI needs to be sustainable. AI need to be for the humanity. It need to be for the betterment of the society. So that's how I think the message it goes is not around just the technological marvels or technological jargons, rather than the message that the government and Prime Minister Modi is trying to give to the world is, hey, AI is a very, very powerful technology. It's almost like nuclear, but how efficiently we can use it for the benefit of our humanity.
Right. So from the first anchor, let's discuss the second anchor, which talks about the seven chakras or the seven focus areas. Now, how do you see these seven focus areas gaining traction in the summit, Mr. Chakravarti?
Yeah, I think probably I will start with the last one, the economic impact. So this is going to be because AI is going to give a big boost to the economy for any country, okay, because it is going to integrate to the fabric of our economic development. So this is very, very important that we should encourage this integration to happen inside. Now, coming to human capital is definitely required because we being a country with one of the largest IT population here, and our engineers are helping across the globe. So now how to convert this IT population into AI population, okay, which understands AI, who can build AI, who can deploy AI and all. And the other things, other pillars, as you say it, like the doing it responsibility, is part of our culture, because Indian culture is something we don't just think about ourselves, right? So always we have been a voice in the world wherein we talk about humanity at large, right? So those pillars are also been integrated in this. And the final message, I think, is basically AI, the impact of AI is going to be measured in terms of how it is changing the life of the people, the planet, the society as a large, or the humanity as a large. So this is the message.
And the summit declared big on financial or infrastructure pledges. You also mentioned earlier in your opening remarks, Mr. Chakravarti. Now, we heard about the infrastructure pledges of over $250 billion, deep tech funding of almost $20 billion, etc. How do you see these fundings? Because these fundings ultimately will go and integrate into the AI ecosystem and the like. So obviously, you know, these kind of funding which is coming in into the AI ecosystem will have its impact in the future. Your views on that, Mr. Chakravarti?
I think these investments are going to happen in a phased manner, because to build AI ecosystem as a whole, you need to take a layered approach. Okay, I think the foundation is basically building the infrastructure for AI, wherein data plays a major role. Okay, and what kind of a data ecosystem that we build, And a country with such a population, huge population, and also such a big market for the world, right? Mm-hmm. So that infrastructure, how we build that infrastructure, that requires a really big investment. And that's how I think this investment is definitely justified. And as I told you, it is phased manner. Now, after that, basically comes the other architectures of AI, wherein research R&D is another very critical component, because that's where I think India needs to focus a lot. Right, because till now we have been like kind of an implementer or kind of a user of AI or other technologies.
Right.
But how we can bring that innovation, that kind of a research, that kind of a R&D into this entire process? And that's where I think academia plays a major role. And the endorsement from the government is also very, very important to the startups and to the...
Absolutely. We also need to look beyond the LLMs as well, Mr. Chakravarti, because there and where, the big AI push would actually, come into play. Now, let me bring you to another important issue here. Now, Mr. Chakravarti, we all know that the AI mission, which India so kind of ambitiously kick-started. Now, how has this India AI mission fared, Mr. Chakravarti, up till now? We have heard of the success story of this 10,000 odd crore rupees mission, and it has also scaled India's compute capacity from 10,000 to 38,000 GPUs now to promote affordable access for the startups. Now, how do you look at it?
A couple of things, I think two things that you have already mentioned, that there is an investment commitment, which is quite a big investment. Then providing subsidized compute to the startups, to the academia, and to the individual researchers who wants to build something in AI is a great initiative, because this is a great encouragement to the people that, hey, we are taking care of half of the risks, okay, that you are, because AI projects are, there is an inherent risk involved into the AI process, right? So this is a great encouragement from the government. Also, I think another thing is like the summit itself. So there were approximately around 50,000 footfalls per day, right, for this 5 days. And here, because personally I was there in the event, so I saw there are huge amount of students, young people participated in this event, going to the expo, seeing different use cases, joining into different sessions. Now, what it will give is that kind of a exposure to our students, to our professionals, that see across the globe these companies are building this, right? So 300 odd companies joined the expo. Now this is also going to give a push to our AI innovation, okay? Right. And which is also soft part of the success of this AI Impact Summit, right? And also people probably across our different corners of the country who have not been able to join, media played a major role to take those moments of the events.
When you talk of leaders, let's talk about the key global initiatives like the Indo-American Connect initiative, which was announced by the Google CEO, Mr. Sundar Pichai, to increase AI connectivity between India, US and the Global South via new subsea cable. We also heard about the Pax Silica, India signed the strategic declaration to join an American-led initiative aimed at securing technology supply chains and countering regional dominance in the AI. Likewise, we also heard about the Bharat Gen, which is a pioneering initiative to create indigenous foundational models for Indian languages, speech and computer version to transform public service delivery. There was also talk about the artificial intelligence by HER, which is the flagship challenge launched to support female-led AI startups and ensure gender-equitable AI development. Now, these are some of the initiatives which was undertaken in the summit. Now, these are truly very heartening, Mr. Chakravarti. How do you look at it?
Absolutely. I think I know Bharat Gen pretty well. So this is an initiative wherein we are also working on the Indic languages, right? This model and the foundational model which supports our languages. And this is a great initiative. This is a sovereign AI initiative. And I myself, I advocate for the sovereign AI initiative, because my company is also building the sovereign AI. And the other initiatives that you said, like that high connectivity, which is very, very required. And also the data center commitment, I think, which is coming in and some parts Sundar Pichai has already declared. So that is also very, very important that you build that kind of a data center, which is very, very essential for any kind of AI development.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Chakravarti, for having joined us and shared your views on the outcome of this AI Impact Summit.
Thank you.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.